my own agenda today, but Doylem threw in a few of the shadows they'd like me to ask also. They want to know about, what do you want to know about? They want to know about Yom Ha'atzmaut. They want to know about music, about working out to music. They wanted to know, what was the other one?
Practicing guitar.
They want to know about the Shabbos switch. They want to know about, and I have my own job. I was going to come today, I was going to tell you, I was Zeicha and Ben Azmanem to go to the great Goyin Rechaim Kineski, and I asked him a few shailas that I know everyone here will be nana from. I was going to tell you those shailas. So maybe what we'll do is, we'll just say, well, you know, today the name of the shail will be random. We'll just say all of the random shailas. But I must start with my personal favorite, the Shabbos switch. That's my personal favorite. I'm going to save it for a full shiur one day. I'm just going to say Bekitzer. Bekitzer Mamish. I'm going to save it for a full shiur one day. It'll be Meichel me because I'm not doing it justice. But one day we'll have a full shiur. And, you know, I'm going to tell you a big insight in life. When something is emes, you don't have to prove it. You don't have to publicize it. You don't have to. When something is emes, so it speaks for itself. I'll give you an example. Rashi, in every Masechta, is Rashi. Yeah? So does it say on the top of the page, Rashi? No, because in every Masechta, Rashi's Rashi. So you don't have to say Rashi. Everybody knows. You learn the Gemaras. You know which side Rashi's on. After a while, you get used to it. That's Rashi. Right? Rashi's the one we do. Tosis is the one we skip or we're scared of. Right? That's everyone knows. You get to like a few Masechtas in Shas. You look in the top of the page. Very strange. It says Rashi. Yeah, which Masechta is
the
Dorim, right? Sometimes you see on the top of the page, maybe in Horius, maybe sometimes it's in Nazir in certain Masechta. What's the answer? The answer is very simple. Because there it's not Rashi. We don't have Rashi. In the Kinnis, I think it was in Kinna Chaf Beis. In Kinna Chaf Beis, in the Tisha B'Av, that hopefully we'll never say again. Over there it talks about how we unfortunately, who is going to teach us the Naziris and the Neflis, who's going to teach us these things? Because we lost a lot of the Bali Taisis in the Crusades, that's what the Kin is talking about over there. And we lost the Rashis, they had the prints, the manuscripts of Rashis. So Rashi on the page is talking about Rashi in the Darim. So therefore on the top of the page it says Rashi. Because when something is not Emes, you have to prav. Emes. Yeah? So when somebody pravs the Shabbos switch, and he comes from Rabbanim, most of which the Olam over here never heard of, but when it comes, then you have to get nervous. Now, I can't do it justice now because it would take a full shiur, and I really wanted to talk about all these other shots, and we'll come back to it. Okay? Give me time, we'll come back to it. But to explain why Al Pi Halacha, it's Mechalel Shabbos Bivadai. Bivade, in the times of Chazal, a person that would touch such a switch, we would certainly take the person, we would throw him off a cliff. And if he's not dead, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we would afterward take a boulder and throw it on him. And if he's still not dead, we would take stones and we would stone him until he's dead. There's no shaila in the world. And a person that would use it, Bizman Hazeh, there's no shaila if he touches your wine is not kosher. There's no shaila. And to be mitzarev such a person to a minion, there's no shaila in the world that such a person is puzzled for the minion, you only have nine and you can't say Kaddish. There's no shaila. That's no shaila, but I can't get into the shaila shabai mitzad halacha and that which he's doing and the certain surah of how he does the switch. With that, you can be matar kala tarakula. The surah of what he thinks that it's mutter and whatever, it's all mamish. It's lehayil or never, no, never will be, never could be, never should be. That's no shaila in the world, but that's not what I'm going to talk about now. I'm going to talk about when something is emes, so you don't have to prove it's emes. You know, somebody sent me the advertisement. And the first page of the advertisement was Rav Scheinberg. When I saw this, that's when I know it was Sheker Gomer. Sheker Mochlet. Because if you look over there in the advertisement, so then it says, Rav Scheinberg gave him a bracha, scum on this in Tavshin Samiches, and in Tavshin Ayin Aleph. And it should be Michael Midai. I'm saying this in public, but Rav Scheinberg, from the, everyone knows that I was very close to Rav Scheinberg, and all the years I was there, yoyim yoyimi, every day. I lived across the street from Rav Scheinberg, I'm a Rabbi in the Shiva, I'm a Paisik in the Shiva, so very, very close Shaiches. By Tavshin Samech Vav, you weren't able to ask Shailas anymore that had to do with new Metziusim. By Tavshin Samech Zayin, it was even hard to ask regular Shailas. By Tavshin Samech Ches, the people that knew wouldn't ask any Shailas because it wasn't right. It was painful to see that didn't have Alzheimer's, but he didn't have that ability to paskin. And by Tavshin Ayin Aleph, nothing was Negei Bechlal. It wasn't Negei Bechlal. And over there he writes that got a brach and a skama, and he writes over there that he explained to him and he showed him the Metzias, and that he was maskim to him and he was gebenched him and he gave him a bracha. And that was all in Tavshin Samiches. In Tavshin Samiches he got the bracha. And then again he came back and he showed it to him in Tavshin Ayin Aleph. So that does brenzo. That's shver. That's sheker muchlat. That's sheker muchlat. And once he's huchsek shakrin, so then avada, whatever goes on. And that's why I said one day I'll explain this to you. That's why anybody who, you know, but what bothers me even more is the shkafish. You know what's the most beautiful thing about Shabbos Kodesh? The most beautiful thing about Shabbos Kodesh is when the lights go out. On a Shabbos, when the lights go out, and you're all sitting there, and there's at least one candle in a winkle, and you're sitting with the children, and that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is not a shter. Shabbos is not a problem. There's a problem. We have a problem on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a problem. Shabbos is a pleasure. Go and learn a little bit of the Shabbos. Get the geshmak. It's at the table. It's pyrus. Nepar's geshmak. Right? When we talk in this room about Shabbos, it's hanot. It's pleasure. We enjoy it. Right? Shabbos is not some shter that we're trying to get out of. Ah, we're going to get out of that Shabbos problem. It's not. This is a This is not the. It's not hashkafa. This is not Joshua, this is our Kol HaTorah Kula that's saying not like this. We love Shabbos. We love it when the lights go out. Sorry?
Isn't he just trying to get out of Amir Lakam?
Oh, Halavai. We'll talk about it a different time. Halavai. But Kapanen, that's one topic that we're not going to talk about today. Right? I can talk about a different topic. We'll get to all the Shailas that the Oilam asked in a moment. But I have to tell you a beautiful Shaila. I was listening, I was sitting, I was learning in my house, and I got a phone call on, it was the third day of Chol HaMoed. Must have been, I think it was a Wednesday, I think it was. I got a phone call on the third day of Chol HaMoed. It was a Yid that called me. Interesting child. He was on a ski lift in the Hermon. Right? The Maisa, you know, Israelis have interesting musagim. They can't go skiing because there's no snow, so they go on the ski lift. So on Chol HaMoed Pesach, I'm not joking. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. But then, and they go on the ski lift. That's the Chol HaMoed trip. And they go up, and they go down, and they go this. Me, I'm scared to death over there. It's like, I got a puddle of Yotzer everywhere. I'm going up the whole thing. These guys, they go up there, as the Lechatchila. Me, I do it as a Chatimsa to get to the skiing. But then, it's like, you know, just the Etzim Zach, they go, fuck. So he tells me, it's the first time in my life I ever got a Shiloh from a ski lift. So he tells me, he asked me a Shiloh about Mincha, whatever. I don't know, he's not sure, because the ski lift stopped, and he's been there for the last 8 minutes, and he's not sure, whatever. Right? So, whatever he asked. He says to me, by the way, I wanted to ask you an interesting Shiloh about the callus that I had before. What was the Shiloh I had before? He tried to call me, and I didn't answer. He called somebody else, whatever. So he said that he was, you know, he's there with his wife, his children, and they was talking, and then he realized that downstairs they have a certain freezer that they were cleaning out and they brought to a different place and they brought it downstairs. And inside that freezer, they had all the Hafrashas Challah of the year. In other words, the, you know, the challah that she takes every week, and she takes it, she puts it in little plastic bags and she burns it with the chametz. But they forgot. They forgot to burn that Hafrashas Challah with the chametz, and there it is downstairs in a freezer, which is in one of their rooms, and, you know. So he said to me, so he tried to call me to ask him if there's like a problem or whatever, but he didn't get in touch with me and he called a different Rav. So he called the other Rav, and the Rav told him that, you sold chametz. He sold chametz. So I said, yeah, but you know, he's makbid to write that which places he sold them. So I said, no, but the shtar takes care of it. The shtar writes that, you know, whatever is chametz in your rishos and whatever, the shtar takes care of it. The shtar takes care of it. Don't worry. That's what the Rav told him. Okay? So I said, okay, it's interesting. Shiloh, whatever. So he told me. So I hung up the phone. Started thinking to myself, no, chayra, it's mamish, 100% bal yimotze every moment. Mstama, he has to, at that moment, what does he have to do? Mstama, he'd have to jump off the ski lift and run home, or he would have to call somebody to break into his house, smash down the door, and burn it as fast as possible. Why? I sold it. So I started thinking like this. So I said, Demis, is it a Gemara and Pesachim Kima? Right? The Chayra, let's make a cheshbon here. What's a freshest Chala? What's Chala? Chala is you, it's your mamin. You don't own Chala, right? What happens once you mafresh Chala? It's a mamin at Koyin. It's a mamin for the Koyin. It's not my mamin, it's the mamin of the Koyin. No? Okay. So you think, wait a minute. So if it's Mammon of the Koyin, so first of all, I can't sell Mammon of the Koyin. So it's not my Mechira. So what are you going to say? What do you mean?
So that's not yours.
Right? So if it's not yours, so what's the problem? You're not over by your Yimotze. It's not yours. What? Also in my Rishos. So that, you know, if I have a Jewish Chometz in my Rishos, it's a Vilna Koyin, that's Machmir. But that's not Mechira then. That's a, you know, that's a, it's a Chumra, whatever. I wouldn't make a guy jump off a ski lift for such a thing, you know? Yes, there's no more extremities. Too extreme. No, we're trying to get him to jump off the ski lift, Rabbi Yisrael. Trying to get him to jump off. So, look, Lyra, you're not over by your rod, by your matzah, because it's not your chametz, because it's the koyins. And the mechira doesn't work because it's not yours. And the bittel doesn't work because I can't be mevatel chametz, that's not mine. But what's not my problem, right? The only thing is that the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah is in Simen Tov, Nun, Vav, Zayin. Mishnah Berurah brings down over there from the Gemara that the Gemara says not like this. The Gemara says that if you have truma that you were mafresh in your rishus, he's about to jump on a ski lift. Now, if you have truma in your rishus, so then there's a concept known as yochel lishol, that just like every neder You know, there's a concept of a neder and a neder. You can do sha'ela. So trumas and meisters and hektish, all of these in yonim. The Gemara Darim talks about this. That's also considered yachalishol. I can be shoyel. It's only chal the truma as a neder. Once I give it to the kohen, so now it's the kohen's. Until I give it to the kohen, it's bad. It's mine. It's mine. Just I'm yachalishol alof. I'm able to be shoyel on it. So memela, once something is to extent in your rishis, bal yirah has different rules. Bayera doesn't work with the regular rules of Chachim Mishpat to buy this. Bayera works that if it's within my Rishos, to what extent? Either I own it, I have a chrayis on it, responsibility, you all know, it's Gemara Zimsalkim that talk about Shoyimrim and whatever. One of the aspects that's called Bayera is when I can be Shoyil on it, so then that's called mine. And that's in fact that I have the ability to be Shoyil, make it mine, that's already mine. On that, Bittel doesn't work. Because it's not yours in Chayshin Mishpat. Bittel is a concept in Chayshin Mishpat. I can't be Mevatel that which I don't own. I can't be Mevatel a concept that I could make it mine. But that's enough to make you Oivrim Bayirah. So the Mechira didn't work. The Bittel didn't work. But your ownership in the rules of Bayirah is enough yours that L'chayra, he has to jump off and go, so I didn't know what to do. I called a different Rav. I called somebody else. I said, am I right? So he said, the Vavi, you're right. He tells him first in the Mishabir, what's the Shaila? Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to ruin his trip. You don't want to go and call the guy and tell him he has to jump off and come back or smash down the door. Right? I'd be willing to go and smash down the door. He's wanting to do it. You know, but right? So the Baruch Shalom had his ways. And Lamaisa, the person, I called him back. Without the nice prayer, I called him back. And it didn't answer. It went straight to voicemail. So I called him back 2 or 3 times. You know, more than that, I'm not Mechuyev. Right? More than that, I'm not Mechuyev. So what happened was his phone had fallen in the snow. Right? His phone, then I got a phone call like 4 days later with a different child. I might say Yontif and what? Right? You know, I think the moral of the story is like this. I'm just going to say this. My mozgar. They have these afreshes challahs that people have the whole year, and they save them. And I must tell you, there's a mila to burn challah. One day, mit Hashem, you guys, your wife are going to for sure make challah. Shapur says a great thing that your wife should make challah. So what you're going to do is you're going to come to house. She's going to make this dreadful challah. It's going to be so bad, you're going to want to die from it. Nerve vibe, right? You can come to the house, it's going to be Shabbos Kodesh, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to go, this is so delicious. Ah, it's wonderful. It's so wonderful. And you're going to eat it, right? You're going to eat it down. And then after a while, she's going to get good at it. And then it's going to bring bracha into the house, and thus, and after a while, you know. But if the first week you take the challah, and, you know, there's like 2 challahs there, and you know, you go for the other one, the angels, that little bilka, and they go, then she goes. And she knows. She'll not. But what happens? So she's going to ask you, she's going to say, what do I do with these, with the challah? What do I do? You burn it, this, that. So the halacha is that bismanazeb etzim, you're not mechliyev to burn it. There's a mile to burn it. So I tell people, if you burn it, burn it. Go outside, make a barbecue, and burn it. But to go and save it, what a lot of people do, and they save it, to, you know, they'll burn it, but they got a lot together there. It's every single week I get shilas. That challah somehow wound its way getting back into the challah, which is called mine shilas now, because now you have to be shoyal on the challah, like we explained. You could be shoyal, but then you have a problem because the brach is a brach. You have mine shilas, and people lose that challah. And like this, you hear shilas and chametz and this. So if you're going to burn it, burn it. If not, take it, put it in a plastic bag, throw it in the garbage. Number one. That's first shilas talk about that. Now, the other shilas, the Olam was asking me, was Lagabe music on Sphira and working out to music. Right? I don't see a heter. I don't see why it should be mutter such a thing, to work out to music and whatnot. If I said, the concept over here, you know, it's, I got a phone call a few days ago. So a girl, she asked me, she wants to know, could she listen to music, right? And it's staring her life. She feels like she's lacking without it, right? You know, the Maral writes that that's what we want. We want that. Right? Now, I'm not, you know, when she starts foaming and nervous breakdown or whatever, that's a different truth. I'm not getting involved. Right? Just remember, you know, I give a heter. If a person comes to me and he says to me, I'm depressed, I need music, and, you know, it's true. The purpose is not to give you tsar and agmas nefesh that you're not able to function. That's true. Right? That means that the person is depressed and he needs music to get into the status quo, and that's allowed. Right? And when they ask me about the person in Shaduch, and I say, look, he's mamish good bacher, and this, and that, and everything, and, you know, and when he's depressed, he listens to music, you know. But I'm not talking about depression. I'm talking about a person that says that the music stares their everyday life. You know, it's two-part. The Maral writes, that's the purpose, that's the function. The function is that you should realize everything is not great. That we're lacking, obviously, in that same begam of the kvoid ben adam the chaveroi. We're lacking in that, obviously. We have that same problem, we have to be misakin it during this month. Right? And it's something that it's a constant reminder. So when I'm not listening to music, it reminds me, you know why I can't listen to music? Because you're not being nice to your friend. Right? Because you don't talk nice to this, because you don't accept, because you're not the chab at this one. Right? Because you don't talk nice to your parents. It's something that should make a roshim on a person that because of that, life is not good. And that's why life isn't good. That's why there are issues. It's supposed to be like that. You're supposed to. There's another issue over here is that once a person sees how much he needs something else, That's itself a problem. It should be a way that a person, there are some people, they're mamish, they wake up to music, they go to sleep to music. It's not the rotzim chazal, this nekuda. Avada, you listen to music like a mensch, like a normal person. You need music a little bit, but if a person is starting to feel that the music is staring him, that's a problem. That should teach a person that there's something wrong. And therefore, I think with the working out, you know, I don't hear it, but it's great. They have this meridic computer over here on the side, and they have all these shurim. Right? And there's like one of those like those piano signs. I don't know what they're called. The notes, those Darton, right? I don't know. And the tunes. We'll talk after you. But they have these things, and you listen while you work out, right? Imagine, right? Toysis. Right? So that I don't hear. I'm not going to give a heter on that. I don't feel it's a necessity. I don't like that, right? So Bacher asked me actually in the other issue. Didn't you? His lice. He wants to know can he take a haircut. Right. Well, the other Bacher may ask actually. Right. That you can be makel on. Because you have to understand that these halachas, the halachas are, they were given, again, not for the purpose, they're given for the purpose of an avedus. A regular person has something, me'alu me'aver, he has a given al-chayli, he's the tertan chayli, that person that's scratching all day, he's a mazik, the rabbim, and if that's going to be able to take care of that problem, so then these halachas, they're waived. You have to know where and when to say this, but that's the basic halacha. You know, I have an interesting shayla, I don't know, there's a certain balabas, a certain balabas called me, and he asked me, in his parnassa, is he allowed to shave if he goes to work? Right. I got to think that nowadays the world is a little bit of a different world, and the way people act and the way people dress, it's not so simple that Ramosha would be makel that you could shave, but everyone knows that lemaisa, a lot of balabatim do shave, right? So he was talking to me about something. He was trying to figure out, does his job, do I feel that his job is something that requires him to shave or lose his parnassa? Okay, I got to don't agree with the whole thing, but I was going to shitasa. Yeah, So afterward, I told him something, which I don't know, I didn't think about before. You tell me if you agree. I told him, yeah, but that's poshut, you can't shave for Shabbos. You can't shave for Shabbos. Right? Because the whole thing is a heter. So he said to me, no, what do you mean? That's mamash a bizayin for Shabbos. The whole week you shave, come Shabbos, you're not going to shave. Meaning by us, we don't shave all the time, so obviously it's not a bizayin for Shabbos. But to him, that he's shaving during the week to go not shave for Shabbos, I said, no, I don't think so. I think that the pshat is that the shave for Shabbos is taka, not necessary, there's no heter. And the memel is Shabbos taka, that's what you're supposed to look for. So I was thinking afterward, so one shtickle tiny over here, is that al-chayra, it looks like you're doing b'dafka ma'isa velos dafka for Shabbos. You're not allowed to do a ma'is avelis b'dafka for Shabbos. You're only allowed for Shabbos if an avelis continues. You're allowed to be within that avelis. Okay? So this is one of the shayla I told you. I went to Chaim Kinyaski. This is one of the shayla I asked. Of course, the shayla didn't get in, right? Because I made the unfortunate mistake of saying shave, and I should have said like, you know, later cut your eyebrows or something. I don't know what I should have said, but Chaim said also legalech gam shayim asashana. So Mamela, the shayla didn't go over there. And I don't know. I still think what I said is correct. I think he only has a heter to shave on for the parnasa, and I think for Shabbos he doesn't have the heter to shave. I think so. Right over here, it's also if you make a cheshbon, it's 3 days worth. It's half the week because he probably shaves, let's say, Thursday. You don't have to shave on Friday. Everyone knows that no one comes to work clean shaven, mamish to the crisp every day. So I told him he can hop in on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Right? It's most of the week that way. I don't know if the balabatim know this or what the balabatim do, but I don't hear it. I think Pasha that at least 4 days a week. There's no shayla. I imagine it's a shayla, but in yeshiva we're not makvid. You're not going to lose your job if you shave. Okay? Another thing is, somebody asked me, is there a heter to shave for a vart? And that b'chlal I don't understand. She sees how ugly you are already. And she's already decided to marry you. That I don't hear the b'chlal. If for the dating, so this l'maisa I asked Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv said that for dating there's absolutely no heter to shave. There's absolutely no heter, because that's the mekubal of this man. If a person wants, let him push off the shidduch. So what about shemi yakti menu acher? So he said, right, you shouldn't push off the shidduch, and she should understand it. If she doesn't understand that, then stama, she's not for you. And that's just, you know, okay. So that's the things we were, those were a few of the shaylas. Now, I'll tell you another shayla. Another shayla was the shayla taka I asked Rav Chaim in the realm of liftei iver. Actually, I have two things I want to tell you. But shayla's like this. There's a bacher. Now, I can't go into this now, but the things that it says about a person that talks nevel peh is doch neuro neurois. I think we spoke, I'm not sure if we spoke here. It's doch neuro neurois. It's the worst, most shrekliche thing that you see in kol ha'tarei kula, that a person that his mouth is uncontrollable. You know, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted, the Zayar says he wanted originally to make the person with two mouths, one for divrei chol and one for divrei Torah. Right, things to talk chayildik of things, and you know, to talk about business and to talk about whatever, you know, regular things, as we said, and one to talk divrei Torah. But that was oily kivyachal b'daita or kodesh baruch hu. Then he decided to make it in one mouth. So somebody had to write their statements years ago. And why is it that we find the b'shaita? Why there are so many tzaras? People the davening and this whatever it was, these are shilas that always asked the gedolim. So Varen Leib said this medrash, and the Varnisham wanted to make two mouths, and Basayfi made one mouth. So he said, but manase, why not? Because it's pasnish that the Varnisham's original cheshbon was pasnish that the mouth that talks Torah should talk chal. So he said that was the original cheshbon. And fakarat, the Varnisham said no, the fakarat when the person's talking chayil, he'll remember that this is the mouth that talks Torah. You know, Pam Zichron of the Vecha, I once heard from him that there was a certain kohen in Brownsville that he stopped duchening. And he stopped duchening. He used to duchen. So Rapam went to him and he said to him, he said, I remember standing next to you on the duchen, and now we don't stand together anymore. So he said, what can I do? With these hands, I'm Mechalel Shabbos. How could I duchen with these hands that I'm Mechalel Shabbos? So Rapam told him, no, you're looking at it wrong. Why don't you say, with these hands, that duchen, how could I be Mechalel Shabbos? So it's the same thing. The Baruch said, you know, originally I said, and then he said, with this mouth that talks chayil, with this mouth that talks chayil, how could I talk tayr? No, with the mouth that talks tayr, I'll talk chayil like a match. Talk to Varen Leib, but what's going to be with a person that, you know, to go and he learns different Torah and he talks Torah and Tefillah and davening in a bathroom, in a Beis Akisei, so the Nevada, that Torah, that Tefillah doesn't have any effect. So if he turns his mouth into a Beis Akisei, if he turns his mouth into a bathroom, the Nevada, the Torah and the Tefillah aren't going to go. So that's, I'm not going to talk about this, but that's like the worst thing, Shaykh. But, I got a Shaila. The Vekar in a certain yeshiva, so, you know, it's not such a beloved job, what can I tell you? So that's why they pay the big bucks, right? I don't know if the Vekar is here, but Stami is a wealthy millionaire. Like I said. So the Vekar in the yeshiva came to me. He actually wasn't the Rosh Yeshiva. He was somebody else. He asked me a shayla. Shayla's like this. He says, he goes into a room. He says he knows that there's two rooms at the end, Darton. So he's at the end. I don't know what the yichus is that they got those rooms. He says there's a certain bacharim that he knows if he goes into that room and when he comes in, he's going to hear the worst nevel peshach. He says, and Rebbe, they're not sleep talking. You know, so like, so he asked me, am I allowed to wake them up? So his Rosh Yeshiva said yes. Rosh Yeshiva said yes. Okay, because Rosh Yeshiva needs them at davening. So I told Rosh Yeshiva, you wake them up, you know. But, so he asked me, you know, he's somebody that I'm talking, he's a Bacher, his father, I'm close to. His father asked me if I go and I ask Chaim the Shaila. Right? So he asked the Shaila, well, he said, it's a Shaila of Neiver. I'm coming in there, I'm waking him up, and when I wake him up, he's going to speak Nevel Peh. So I'm the Gairim. If I wouldn't wake him up, right, what does Gemara say? Shaina, it's Tayvel Rishayim, it's good for them, it's good for the world when they sleep. No? So let him sleep weiter. No, let him sleep. So my Sayester Chaim is interesting. Chaim said over from the Marl Diskin. And just on to, he said that the Maldiskin, they once asked the Maldiskin about going to these Afghanis on Shabbos, right? Which, of course, you're not allowed to go to, right? Unless your Rosh Yeshiva sends you, you don't go to these Afghanot on Shabbos. The way it works in the Lizvish Olam is that whatever Liashiv signed on that the Olam should go to, everybody goes, right? Whatever Liashiv didn't sign on, so the Lizvish Olam didn't go. Now Liashiv is no longer alive, so, you know, since then, I don't know how many Afghanas that the B'nai Torah have gone to, especially the ones on Shabbos, which get violent, and the for you guys anyways that have the view of all of the area of it. So you guys don't need that. Back upon him, the Shiloh of the Afghanis, so they asked the Marl Diskin, are they allowed to go to these Afghanis on Shabbos? They're causing Chil Shabbos. This is a long-standing tradition in Yerushalayim going back hundreds of years already to the Marl Diskin, about 120 years. So they were causing Chil Shabbos. You know what goes on. I mean, you don't know, of course. But what goes on at these Afghanot is there's tear gas is in a Siddur Aisa. There's all types of other things over there that are going on with your Siddur Aisa. There's motorcycles, drivings, and whatnot, and all these things in Siddur Aisa. So they asked Marl Diskin, how are they allowed to go to these Afghanot? It's something which is going to cause terrible chil Shabbos. So Marl Diskin said, it's Yisayid Nifnei Iver. So Yisayid Nagei Lamaisa. He said, Yisayid Nifnei Iver, that if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and we'll see, it's a big chiddush, Reb Chaim said, but if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and they're not doing what they're supposed to be, that's not your responsibility. It's when you're being goyrim them, and klape, what you're doing, you're not supposed to be doing. So I'll touch. If you're doing a ma'isav efrusha meisura, which I'm mechuyev to give teichach, I'm mechuyev to efrusha meisura, whatever that case, if they hold the datzels that they're supposed to go to, that Afghana says efrusha meisura, they're supposed to be doing what they're doing. Now, if they're going to go as a result of that, then be mechalel Shabbos, so then that's not called lifnei iver, because I'm doing me, it's not mesiaches to them. This, over here, here's a bigger chet, I'm waking them up. And my job is to wake them up. Why is your job to wake them up? I guess it's Fisher Mezer. I have to wake up for davening. So it's Fisher Mezer. Once you're doing your job, so then there's no lifnei either. It's Chiddush. But that's how he's talking there. The Chayr said, that's the halacha. So if you have this problem, right? To Maisa, I gave him a different idea, right? I told him we should do it. The second comes in the morning, she kept those, they have those, what's it called, the tape, Goose tape. What is it called? Duct tape. Duct tape. Okay, you can make fun. You can all make fun. Right? You take that goose stuff, the duct tape, you take it right as you come in very quietly like this, right? And then you'll see, that the problem will go away. So that'll Be'ez Hashem be quite an effective zach.
That's the same with walking in front of a car.
So l'chaira, walking in front of a car is different. L'chaira is not a raya to walk in front of a car. Because walking in front of a car, the pshat is that when I walk in front of a car, so there, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm maybe doing what I'm allowed to be doing. It's a big difference. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to wake him up because I'm supposed to help him not to usurp. I'm supposed to be moich against chul Shabbos if you hold that that's mechuyev, whatever, because of the frushim isurah. But here, we asked you to walk in front of the car.
You're going to shul.
Hey? What?
So you're going to shul.
Yeah, but it's not mechayev you that moment. It's a hechsher mitzvah, we'll call it. It's interesting. Taka, walking to shul, it has its mashmataka in the paiskim, that walking to shul is itself a maisa mitzvah. But I would call it a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not mechayiv me to do that step specifically. Right? I could walk ahin, I could walk ahair. I don't know, it's like a sabrenzachepis. I don't know how. To me, it's like how can a person walk and he knows that they're stopping for him? It's like kenesh. To me, I don't know. Also, there's another nekuda in shailan alacha when you walk in front of a car. You walk in front of a car, the shaila is that when you get to the crosswalk, it's a very big shaila in halacha, when you get to the crosswalk, so he's mechayev to stop. Right? So when you, let's say you're over here. Right? So if I would stand here, he goes weiter. Okay? The second I walk here, and I stop here, that is mechayev him to stop the car. So inherently, let's say I would tell him like this. I would say stop. Let's say in a case where he's not mechayev to stop. Right? And I go like this, I tell him to stop. Okay? So that might be considered an amira, amir la'akum, amir l'Yisrael, right? That might be considered an amira of telling him to do a ma'isa chil Shabbos. Because that's already misyachis. It's not, forget to live the Ivra moment. It could be that that's more of a shlichas to kesvara. I'm telling him to stop. I think the other one here is learning shlichas, not learning the. It's telling him to stop. When you're going there, just like you understand that to tell a guy and point to a light switch, even if you didn't tell him to turn a light switch, that's called you told him to turn on the light switch, that's a problem. So over here also, that's telling him to stop. Telling him to stop is a big problem. That's a shaila, you could say, not like I'm saying. In Amir La'akam, we're talking make on the shaila.
You know, walking across the world, the campus is that it's the laws of driving, that's the country does that.
It's true. It's true. But Akopanim, he's stopping because I told him to stop. The law says you have to listen to him.
And the law is made by
Nachon. But the law is you have to listen to him when he tells you to stop. We'll say it like that. But that's what he's telling you. If I don't walk there, the law says nothing. It's when you walk there, you have to listen to him, kivyachol, as he's telling you to stop. I must tell you, you could have said not like this. You could have said that no. When I get to the crosswalk, by Amir La'akum, I'd be make on this child. You know why? Because you can say different. You can say no. You know why he's stopping? He's not stopping because of that. He's stopping, maybe this is what Rabbi Thurman is saying. He's stopping because he doesn't want to get a ticket. He's not stopping because of you. You're roadkill. He has no problem with you. Right? What he really is doing is he's stopping because he's afraid that Anshul, the police officer, is going to give him a ticket. Right? He doesn't want to get a ticket. Us?
Same with the feeling.
No. But that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry?
You're still telling him to stop.
So that's a shayla. The shayla is that if it's a shayla of Amir La'akum, the shayla of a shayla of Shlichus Drabbana and a shayla of Amir La'akum, we're there in order for it to be considered he's poil for me. Amir Lakum is Mechayev that he works for me. So then I would require a little bit more of a aggressiveness, a little bit more of something which is Mesiachis. Hashem, when you're talking about something that Shaila is it considered Mitzad me that I goyer him this action? To put up your hand. That's a very effective. If it works, you see it works. If you put up your hand, in other words, you saw he wasn't stopping anyways, and you had to put up your hand to stop him, then L'chayer, that's the Mitzachis to you. I don't hear it. I mean, that's a problem.
When you walk in the stopwalk, you're saying to him, I want you to stop.
Right. The only thing I'd say is a little bit more. There's like a chassidim explicit that we know that doesn't always work. We know it's... No, Bamis. It's not he's making a decision at that moment. Am I going to stop? Who's going to be faster? Is it going to die? Is there police around? He's making a decision. So you could say the decision is not based on you. You could say the decision is based on the ticket. I can hear that. Right? And Zikr, if he puts like that, the decision is based on you. Right? It's a direct yacha. So that, at least the Gabi Amir La'akim, I could be make on that shayla. And then I could let a person get to the crosswalk, and that's mutter. Right? Because then the guy you could say he's doing for himself. But I'm saying by a shayla of Amir L'Israel, that I mean is mamish a shreklich shayla. It's a shreklich shayla. So I don't like go over time. I like to leave one word for the Me'asvira. Me'asvira. There's one shayla asked Rav Chaim in the Me'asvira itself. is a bacher came to me. I think we spoke about the shayla last year, but this year I was a bit more aggressive on the shayla. So a bacher came to me, and he told me as a chazaka gemura, right? He's a 21-year-old bacher. He never, ever finished svira with a bracha. Ever. Okay? Chazaka gemura that he always forgets. Right? And he's not only that, he's the king. 2 years ago, he forgot on day 47. Right? He forgot on day 47, right? I for sure just jump. I mean, that's, you know, there's some people that are being told in a very explicit oifin. You know, you... So I don't know. So he asked me, I think, did we speak about it last year? I spoke about it somewhere, I don't remember. But did he spoke about it? I don't remember. But, so this story, I said about him. Then it was last year. Now, he's the chazaka went weiter. Right? I said, the year before, he had taka... But now the chazaka is weiter. He's now 21 years old. Right? If you know anybody who needs a shidduch, but he has a chazaka gemura. So can he make a bracha? So I think last year we spoke about this. I said all different stadim, right? So I asked the shatter of Chaim. So just at the end, Chaim said that because we saw that if a person knows chazaka is chazaka, we kill based on chazaka, right? So Chaim said something interesting. He said a different twist. He said that you can't say it's a chazaka. That taka, when you learn the sugis and chazaka, you see the Shmaiti talks about this. It's a chazaka also lishtanis. You know, it's not a real chazaka. A chazaka that's based on a person leaving early from Mayriv, right? Based on a person that, I'll say even in the Torah, based on a person that has a long Shemoneh Esrei, based on a person that comes late to davening, right? This chazaka is not a chazaka which has to be. A person that comes on time and goes to Mayriv, right? You know, it's a little bit not fair. The Sfira Sa'oimer comes out during Ben Azmanim, right? It's a little bit not fair. I don't know what how this had to happen, but like we get knocked out sometimes on day two. It's really not fair. But let's leave it. I know one. You know, there's one guy who's walking around the shul on the first day of Sfira, right? What's tonight? The guy goes, "What are you crazy? Tonight's the first night of the Omer." Right? Which, no, that's not Pashit. I asked that child to Reb Chaim. That's not Pashit. I asked that child to Reb Chaim because somebody said over from the Chazon Ish. When I say tonight's the first night of the Omer, is that saying tonight is one? The Omer is mechayev us to count the day. If I say tonight is the last night of the Omer, you didn't say a day. So there's those, somebody said to me that b'shem d'chzayin ish, they wanted to be mechalik between the last and the first. That the last is nothing, it doesn't say anything. I have no idea what that is because I don't know how many days there are in the Omer. So if I don't know that there are 49 days, what did I say? I said, tonight is the last night of the Omer. Shkoyach. Maybe it's day 300, it's day 20, it's day, I don't know anything. But if I say tonight is the first night of the Omer, then no matter what, maybe I said tonight is night one. I asked the Shad to Chaim, he said, if you said tonight is the first night of the Omer, you're not Yotze. Is that not Yotze Tak? Which means, Nafkamina is the other way. Nafkamina is that anybody who by mistake said, tonight's the first night, don't forget. Right? So then he's allowed to now count with a bracha. But interesting, Chaim said that the other bacher, he's a bacher who's a chazaka also the shtanis. So chazaka is also the shtanis, and so Chaim said that he has to do some type of a simon to make sure that put the paper on your bed, on your pillow, that you have to count Omer. I asked him, could they do that on us? What would we have done? We would just say, take your watch and wear it, on the leg in a funny place. But Rav Chaim, you can't wear a watch, so he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that eitza. But so he said, you take a paper, this, that, whatever. So I asked him, could you take that paper, put it on your pillow on Shabbos morning? You go to sleep at night and you make your bed or whatever, and you put the pillow, is that called achana because you're doing it? Sorry? So achana dvar mitzvah straight off is not mutter. You have to have something else for the achana dvar mitzvah. Can't be meich in the mashal. I can't take out, let's say, even in the gay sudas yontif. Right? I can't take and go and prepare for the sudas yontif even though it's a dvar mitzvah. You see, you always have to have something else with the sudas mitzvah to be matir. So Chaim said that he held that the whole Isav Achana is only a Maisa Tircha and Maisa, it's a Maisa Koldu, nobody's Misyaka to do because you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it, and Taka, it's Negele Maisa, right? A person wants to have a Spirit of Oimer card, and he wants to put it on his pillow. So, but that way no matter what, before you went to bed, then you're okay. I'm Messiah with one thing. I saw the Mamsha, I had a Gavaldi Kakasha. You have here, you have Merdik and Maisa, you have Rabbi Kiva, who he starts out the newsman. And it's an unbelievable pachad. It's not every single day he's going to 780 levayas. Imagine he started out this man in such a shreklich. It's shreklich of the welt. It's not to be believed. 780 levayas. It's not to be believed. I have a friend in America now that he just buried seven children. Seven children. Imagine what it is to see seven kfarim together. It's pachad. You can't even imagine what it is. So imagine you see 780 kfarim together and it's every single day. And every day. And finally, comes the last day. By that point, the Talmidim, they think it's not good to learn by this Rebbe Kiva. He's pushed a magnet for death. It's the pachad. And comes the last day, Rebbe Kiva buries the last Talmud. That's it. He buries it with his own hands. There's no Talmidim left to bury. That's it. So the Merit Kesach, you look in the Gemara Yevamah. I'm afraid to say this pshat. I usually don't say my own chedushim. I'm afraid to say what I'm about to say. But it's mamish. It's gevaldik and meduyik what I'm about to say. I'm afraid to say it though. But the Gemara Yevamah says davar noira. It says Rabbi Kiva went to find the talmidim. He went to find new talmidim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He went to find Rabbi Meir. He went to find Rabbi Yossi, the greatest Tanoim, and everything we have today in Torah is because of that moment. Right? That's Pasha. Rabbi said, where do you go to find Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Where do you go? You go up or you go down? You go to the north or you go to the south? Everybody knows. You go to Meron. Huh? Where do you go to find Rabbi Meir? The cover of Rabbi Meir, where's Meir? It's in Rome. No, it's in the north. It's in Tveria. Huh? Where do you go to find Rabbi Yossi? Because I'll say Rabbi Yossi is in Tzipayri, right by Tveria. You go up. No? It's Pella. The Gemara Yevamah says, Rabbi Kiva went after all these Talmidim all the way to the Dorum. It's a Pella. What are they doing in the south? It's Mamsha Pella, no? I'm afraid to say Pshat. I didn't see anyone ask a Kasha. Libi Oimerli, Pshat, I told you, I don't say Chedushim, but it's almost boiler. They were scared to death to learn from Rabbi Kiva. They thought they're going to die. Anybody learns Rabbi Kiva, he's a magnet for death. So they ran away. They ran away. They ran to the Dorum. And Rabbi Kiva followed them, and he went all the way to the Dorum to find them. He went there, and he didn't stop. And then what can he do? Rabbi Kiva's here. So they had to learn by Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva got right. And that's Rabbi Kiva is the quintessential. He's the resilient. He never gives up. He just keeps going. Anybody who gets told with such an emphatic, clear message, 24,000 of your Talmidim die. Give up. Go on. Do something else. Right? Become a professional bowler later. Do something else. But Rosh Hashiva, you're not going to be. Rosh Hashiva, you're not going to be. Marbitz Tari, you're not going to be. Klal Yisrael, and he doesn't give up. This is Rabbi Kiva Lishitasa. He sees water going into a stone. If we would see the water in the sun, I'm going to bring the stone. I'm going to bring the water. I'm going to take a fast forward button. I'm going to show it to everybody here. Right? And we know the water after a while hits the stone and goes through. So the Gain said that the Pshat is numb. That Rabbi Kiva learned and learned and learned, and nothing went in. They couldn't get it, and that's when he stopped, and that's when he became an Amaritz, and he started to hate the Talmud Chachim. So the Goyim said, what did he see? He saw that when the water hits the rock, taka, nothing happens. Nothing happens. And I don't understand, taka, how could it be that after a while you have the rock and the water gets hit, and then 2 million years later, boom, the rock has a hole in it. Taka doesn't make sense, right? So Rabbi Kiva understood that you just keep doing, and you keep doing, and you keep doing, and even when it doesn't make sense, you keep on doing. And somehow, you didn't understand the mission, you don't understand the Gemara, but somehow after a while you can understand. You know, there's a pasuk in the Torah. It says Avraham Avinu is told, go out, count the stars, if you can count the stars. Everybody says 100 billion stars in the galaxy, and there's 100 billion galaxies. If you take every single person in the world, all 6 billion people in this world, and tell each one of them to count stars every single second, 5 stars a second, they would be counting for the next 100,000 years, and they still wouldn't even be close. So, what's he telling them? Go out and count the stars and see if you can count the stars. That'll be Klaisa. What are you telling them to count the stars? You can't count the stars. So, the Chesisha Svarim, they write, no, this is Klaisa. Klaisa has different rules. Klaisa, they're going to go, your Zera, go out, count the stars, even though you can't count the stars. That's how Klaisa are going to be. They're going to do things that don't make sense, and they're going to get Siyat to the Shmai, and they're going to be successful. They're going to be, it's time to go on. 24,000 Talmidim, go on. You can't be a Rosh Yeshiva. No, he goes on, fight it. I'm going to tell you one story. You know, you start at the beginning of this man. Winston Churchill was a great man. He was a great man. Chachma Bagoyim Tamin. Stickle drinking problem. Shut up. He was a great man. He was a great man. Winston Churchill, he gave chizik when they were getting beaten. The Commonwealth is being destroyed. And they were basically, they were almost knocked by the Yimach Shemayim, by the Nazis into the sea. And he gave them chizik. He gave them shmuzim. He told them, we're going to fight them in the beaches. We're going to fight them in the streets. But he wouldn't give up. So they say a story that Churchill and Hitler, Yimach Shemayim, and the other Russia, Mussolini, they were all sitting together by a pond in Versailles, and there's a fish swimming around there, and Yimach Shemayim says to Churchill, when are you going to surrender? How many people have to die? When are you going to surrender already? How many people have to die? So Churchill is a good English gentleman. He was sitting with his tea. He says, look, you see that fish over there? Whoever catches that fish, which natural means, in other words, not with a net and not with a fishing rod, so the others will surrender to him. So they like that. So that sounds like a seichelik idea, right? So Mussolini, the higher role than he was, he takes off his clothes, he jumps in, he starts running after the fish. Right? And the fish, nothing going there, she just keeps going right there, nothing. Of course, you can't catch a fish. Hitler, Yimach Shemayim, the Meshugna Roar, higher than he was, he took out a gun, he started shooting at the fish and shooting at the fish. Higher Roar, and the fish, garnished, right? Like a filter that he was, garnished, right? Churchill, so a good English gentleman, he's sitting there, he's sipping his tea, he's got the thing. They tell, no, it's come shine sight. So about a minute. Sitting there sipping his tea, sipping slowly, strange, sipping his tea. He takes the spoon, goes to the spoon, he finishes the spoon. He bends down, he goes to the pond, And he bends, he takes a teaspoon of water, throws it over this side. Takes out another teaspoon of water, he throws it over this side. He said to him, Shigna, what are you doing? You're crazy, what are you doing? So Churchill said, Hatzachain, it might take forever, right? But I'm going to get that fish and I'll never surrender. It might take forever, but I'm going to get it. I'll go and go and go in the water and Rasaif, then I'm going to get the fish. That's the Chachma Bagoyim Taka. That's the attitude you have to go in. Sometimes it's schwer in learning. Sometimes it's schwer in learning. Not so easy. Veitz is not such a hard mitzvah. It's not so easy. Sometimes you have a schwer Gemara, a schwer morning Seder, Tavodim, a schwer Sugya. Go in with the attitude, I'm not going to surrender. He's going to go fight and fight and fight and fight. That's what you're made of, Rabbi. Say, Koy, yes, Arecha. Good job.